Back here on KNZA, Sub-State Championship night here in Sabetha. Boys Class 3A, Game 1 in the books. If you missed it, Heritage Christian defeating Hiawatha 63-55, punching the ticket for the Chargers to next week's state championship tournament. Now we head to game number 2. It's Silver Lake taking on Perry Lecompton as we got another sub-state title game here tonight on KNCA. Alongside Paige Mueller jumping in. You know her from the Hiawatha channel, of course. Megan Sturton in studio. Brandon Tedman with you as well. Well, we got to turn the page. We got Perry and Silver Lake coming up. But just a final thought, you being on the Hiawatha channel, what they dealt with tonight, no Braylon Seaman Morgan. You could see the effects of that on the floor. Down 16 early fourth. They battle back, get to within 5. Ultimately, too much of a deficit to overcome, and the Redhawks' season coming to a close here tonight.
I think a big part of the factor as well, Hiawatha only had 2 threes in the game, both by Ethan Morton, both late in the fourth quarter. And now Hiawatha's a team. They like to shoot threes. And if you don't get those to fall against a good Heritage Christian team who plays 6A schools in Kansas City, their record is deceiving. You're going to have to play their best form of basketball, especially without your best player. You're already slacking on heights and on defense. You know, Hiawatha, I couldn't be more proud of this season. 22-4. I think if you would have woke me up last year when we were not a winning record.
Not 22-4.
Yeah, I would have been like, no, probably not. But these boys really overcame adversity, and it proved everyone why they should be in that position. Big East League champions, there's a lot to be proud of.
Yeah, first title league-wise in 16 years for the Hiawatha boys. But again, no Braylon Seaman Morgan for them tonight. It showed Heritage Christian winning game one in that final 63-55. Well, we stay right now. Two teams out of the Big East. Of course, Hiawatha defeating Silver Lake a few weeks ago, which gave the Redhawks the title. Silver Lake here tonight, number 7 team in the class, taking on a scorching hot Perry Lecompton team that has won 7 of their last 9. They hit 13 threes and beat Jeff West by 21 in the semifinals on Tuesday. Again, expecting a fun game here tonight. These teams matched up in early December with Silver Lake winning at 59-45, and then Silver Lake also winning the matchup between these two last season by 7. But again, another spot in the state tournament up for grabs. Cause and Eagles on deck. Yeah.
I think for Perry, their biggest key here tonight is to not be overshadowed by Dane Johnson. Dane Johnson is an incredible player for the Silver Lake Eagles, all-time leading scorer for Silver Lake. But Perry, they have some players. They have the leading assist player in Easton Graves. They have Houston Habinger, who's really good. Colby Crean has been very hot recently. I think this Perry team can surprise Silver Lake. They've played some very good basketball recently. I was at the game where they beat Hiawatha. That game, they looked like they could be sub-state champions, and they are here to prove that tonight.
Well, let's get you tonight's starting lineups, and we'll start with the road team on the scoreboard, the all-road blue uniforms. And the white numerals and lettering, that is Perry Lecompton, their record 18-7. They are the 3 seed in this bracket under fifth-year head coach, that is Matt Simmons. Dayton Tucker in the backcourt, a 6'1 senior, averaging nearly 8 points and 3 rebounds a game. Colby Crine, a 5'8 senior, he had 7 threes and 26 points on Tuesday in their win against Jeff West. Houston Habiger on the wing, a 6'3 junior, leading scorer for the cause at 17 per game. You also got down low the forward Caden Baker, a 6'5 junior, 5.6 points and a team-leading 7.9 rebounds a game. And the Big East leader in assists per game, that is Easton Graves, 5'11 junior point guard, 10 points and over 6 assists per contest. So again, for Matt Simmons and Perry Lecompton, their record 18-7. It's Tucker, Crine, Habiger, Baker, and Graves. For the number 7 ranked team in Class 3A, the Silver Lake Eagles under head coach, that is Shannon Krueger. In the backcourt, it's Camden Krueger, the 6'3 junior, averaging 8.6 points a contest. Also, the point guard is Hunter Rooks, 5'9 junior, averaging nearly 6 points and 3 assists per game. On the wing, you got Grady Bergman, a 6'3 senior, averaging over 6 points and 5 rebounds a game. Also on the wing, Joel Miller, 6-foot senior, 5.9 points and 2.2 rebounds a game. And the, what could be, if there was a thing, Big East League Player of the Year, 6'3 senior Dane Johnson, surpassing Lon Kruger not long ago for the all-time leading score spot in Silver Lake boys basketball history. The All-League selection has dropped 30 or more points 4 times. He scored 20 or more points in 22 of their 25 games. Dane averaging 25 points, nearly 8 rebounds a contest. So again, for Silver Lake, Kruger, Johnson, Rooks, Bergman, and Miller. These two teams matching up for a second time in the season. At Silver Lake 1, at Perry LeCompton, you got to go all the way back to December the 5th. Silver Lake winning that game 59-45 thanks to 10 outside shots knocked down in that game. Our opening tip-off straight ahead is brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Getting ready for the tip-off here tonight, Silver Lake and Perry LeCompton. Who's going to join Heritage Christian in the boys' Class 3A state tournament next week with quarterfinals beginning on Tuesday night? Again, alongside Paige Mueller, Brandon Tabb, and Megan Sturton with you here on KNZA. All right, Paige, inching closer to the tip-off here. Keys to tonight's game.
I think keys for Perry LeCompton, it has to be obvious. You've got to stop Dane Johnson. You're going to have to put two people on him, but what does that do? That leaves somebody open. So if you're Silver Lake, when that double team comes, which it should come, you got to find the open man, and you got to make those points count.
Yeah, for me, Perry LeCompton, it's what they've done all year. It's hit the outside shot. They have hit 224 threes this season at 35% on the clip. And leading that charge, Colby Krein, who broke the school record for threes made in a season with 79 coming into tonight. That record was 63, so he has shattered it. Winner moves on to the state tournament next week. Battle in the Big East. Game two tonight on KNZA. Silver Lake from left to right in the home white uniforms. The opening possession of tonight's game. Right side of the floor, it's Hunter Rooks. Angling back to the head of the circle. Bouncing it to the high post. Turning his cam to Kruger. Bouncing one inside. Here's Dane Johnson, the all-time leading scorer. Got close. Missing a shot. Fighting for his own rebound. And then a jump ball is called. Possession arrow will give it to Perry LeCompton.
Great job, Perry, there on the defensive stand. They knew it was going to Johnson. They were able to get the hands on it and get the jump ball.
That felt like a shot that he would hit 9 out of 10 times up close. Just defended well enough by Baker. And Johnson 0 for 1 to start. Here's Perry LeCompton from right to left, scoring 60 points a game. And there's Colby Krein right on cue. He knocks down the game's first three. Left wing, 80 made threes this season for Colby Krein. And the cause out to a 3-0 lead. Here's Dane Johnson with it, diving in from the left wing, backed out into the corner by Baker. Cause going man-to-man here early, and out to a 3-0 lead. Here's Rooks, right side on the wing. He's guarded by Krein. He'll back it out of touch, about 35 feet away from the bucket straight away. Now Dane Johnson up top. No shot clock here in this game tonight. Kruger, left wing, picks it up. Looking left down low, now back right it comes. Here's Joel Miller. Now Rooks in the right corner. Minute 15 gone by in this opening quarter. 3-0 Perry LeCompton. Bergman putting his shoulder down, getting right to the rim for two. First basket for Silver Lake, Grady Bergman. 3-2 cause, a minute plus into the game. Back up the floor right to left. It's Dayton Tucker on the right wing, going left of the Baker screen. Little two-man game, little stop, little pop. Baker missing one up close, but able to fight for his own rebound to keep it alive. Here's Habiger, left side, three on the way. Easton Graves, high off the front rim. Another offensive rebound for Baker. Colby Krein, another chance. Left that one short. Long rebound, bodies collide, and a whistle and a foul. No, they're going to call a travel against Silver Lake. So chasing it down was Joel Miller, and then fell to the floor, and they blow it for a travel. Back-to-back offensive rebounds there for Caden Baker. Cause missing a couple of opportunities from downtown, but after the turnover by Silver Lake, have the possession. They nearly give it back up, but Baker picks it up top of the key, hands it off to Colby Krein in between the rings out high. 3-2 our score. Perry LeCompton by one, 2 minutes into the game. Habiger in the corner. Now Graves. Good pass. That's what he does. He finds his teammates, and Caden Baker wide open for two underneath. 5-2 Perry LeCompton. 5:48 to go first quarter. Here's Bergman up top, left side to Dane Johnson. Johnson 0 for 1. Shooting here so far in the first couple of minutes. Wants to go to work. Puts a shoulder down to the rack. In there for two. Working on Caden Baker. Dane Johnson, the all-time leader in points scored. Silver Lake basketball history adding to it with his first basket here tonight. 5-4, Perry LeCompton. Here's Habiger. Little head fake. Working on Johnson. Off-balance floater. Nearly got it to go. Rebound for Grady Bergman. And Silver Lake looking for their first lead. As we're about 3 minutes in, it's 5-4. Johnson looking left, now Kruger right side, into the corner, working back to the top of the key. Angling around the arc from right to left, hands it off to Hunter Rooks. Rooks one dribble, bouncing one to the high post. Rooks getting it right back from Bergman on the wing. 3 minutes in, 5 to go here in the first quarter. 5-4, Perry LeCompton. Johnson going to work on Baker, free throw line J, fading away, count it, and one. Foul on Caden Baker, his first. 4 points now for Dane Johnson and a chance for one more.
What a great drive by Johnson. Puts the Relic up 6-5 with a chance at the free throw line.
And Johnson about to shoot his 225th free throw of the season, and that was nothing but net. Hits it at 74%. He's got five here in the early going. 7-5, Silver Lake plus two at 4:40 to go here in the first quarter. Who's going to join Heritage Christian at the state tournament with quarterfinal games at different locations next week? Here's Houston Habiger, quiet to start, gets it off to Baker. Now Graves left wing. Now Colby Krein a look. Thought about stepping back, closed out, good defense by Miller, but Graves got a look halfway down and out on a triple, and corralling that rebound, Camden Krueger. Silver Lake up two, into the front court, about to the halfway point of this first 8 minutes. Dane Johnson, an early five spot, trying to add, spinning, fading away, does it again. Goodness me, Dane Johnson, seven, pure on the fadeaway. 9-5, Silver Lake by four. Now into the front court, casual with it, Easton Graves, averaging over six assists. He led the Big East in that category. Right side, Dayton Tucker, a good look, can't get the three to fall. Bounced around a couple of times into the hands of Bergman for Silver Lake. 9-5, Silver Lake. Here's Dane Johnson putting a shoulder down. Did he force up an and one? Yes, he did. Count that basket.
Harold LeCompte is going to have to stop Dane Johnson tonight.
Well, there was a little bit of conversation between the officials on whether the bucket was going to count. There was a little continuation with it, but they do say yes on the basket. So 9 points for Dane Johnson here early, and a chance for one more. Silver Lake currently on a 7-0 run, and they lead it 11-5. Johnson at the line, make it 2-for-2 for him here in the first quarter. He has got 10 already. 3:43 to go, still first quarter. An 8-0 run right now by Silver Lake, and they have their largest lead at 12-5. Fairly Compton working on some half-court pressure here. Houston Habiger deep on the right wing, swinging it through. High right it goes, Easton Graves. Zone defense right now extended out, kind of a 1-2-2 variety. Habiger, right corner three, that one not there, tips out of bounds. As Thomas Marcelino is into the game, but they're going to say last touched underneath by Joel Miller for Silver Lake.
You know, Brandon, something we haven't touched on yet this game is there's no shot clock. So Perry can really work it around the Silver Lake defense to find the best open shot.
Yeah, certainly a factor, no doubt. These teams playing a lot of their regular season with a shot clock, but it's off here in the postseason. Habiger, tough ball from 15 feet straight away. It's no good. Rebound Silver Lake. Drew Womack, who's into the game, pulling that one down for the Eagles. They're trying to add to an 8-0 run. Jane Johnson again off balance, and he'll draw the foul. Aggressive Dane Johnson here early. Perry LeCompton foul going against Dayton Tucker. That's his first and team foul number two. Camden Krueger back in for Silver Lake. He'll take the spot of Joel Miller. They're going to say that foul was on the floor. 3:04 to go first quarter. 12-5 Silver Lake currently on an 8-0 run. Dane Johnson at the high post. Back to the bucket. Now backing out beyond the perimeter. Now pulls up straight away. Halfway down and out. It was almost there, but a rebound here for Dayton Tucker. Here's Graves to Marcelino in the right corner. Hands it right back to Graves. Thought about a three, closed out by Womack. Graves will drive and get bodied up. He'll shoot two. Good sportsmanship there. Kaysen Krause in there as well for Silver Lake, helping up Graves off the deck. As Womack picks up the foul, his first, team first. And at the line here for Perry LeCompton is Easton Graves. This will be his 45th free throw attempt of the season, and that one's no good. Hits it at 59%.
Can we say the announcer jinx?
Well, you know how I feel about it. Maybe you're starting to become a believer in that.
I tried to use it in the first game. Didn't really work out
okay.
That well.
So Graves, he goes 0 for 2, missed them both. So Silver Lake still on an 8-0 run, and they lead it 12-5 at 2:40 to go here in the first. Cause right here in his own defense as well. Variety is 2-3. Here's Hunter Rooks on the right wing. Dane Johnson trying to shimmy himself in the middle of that zone. Now short corner right, it's Krause. Back up top to Rooks. Rooks holding high. Wing-to-wing pass, far side of the floor now. Touch for Krause. Now short corner left, Dane Johnson. Back up top, Krueger. Puts it on the deck once. Now Hunter Rooks back down on the right wing. No shot clock, of course. 2:10 to go first quarter. 12-5, Silver Lake by 7. Currently on an 8-0 run. Into the corner now it goes. Left side it's Krause. Back up top Camden Krueger. Right side to Rooks. Lengthy possession here for the Eagles, and it's Krause for three. It is long off the back rim, and it's going to touch the baseline out of bounds. That lengthy possession comes up empty. Shot goes out of bounds back to Perry LeCompton, as Mason Van Vactor will check into the game here for Silver Lake, as he will replace Hunter Rooks. Just south of 2 minutes to go, opening quarter. Silver Lake, an 8-0 run right now, leading at 12-5 over Perry LeCompton. Crazy to think that these two teams played their league matchup on December 5th. And right when I'm saying that, Perry LeCompton turns it over up the floor, missing in transition. But right there, Dane Johnson cleaning up the trash. 12 in the first quarter for Dane Johnson. Matt Simmons has seen enough. And a timeout, Perry LeCompton. It's a 30. 1:35 to go, first quarter. Paige, right now we got a, 14-5 Silver Lake lead, and currently for the Eagles are on a 10-0 run.
Perry LeCompton did a really good job in that first quarter getting the best look. I feel like now that they're down, they're kind of stumbling a little bit. They're still getting good looks, but the touch isn't quite there. They've got to stay collected, got to stay calm. They're in the sub-state championship for a reason. They had a great win against Jeff West, and against, you know, coming into this game, they didn't have an easy stretch. They played really well in Big East play, and they haven't seen Silver Lake, like you said, since December.
Yeah, the rare early December Big East League matchup. Again, you got to go all the way back to December 5th. It was Silver Lake's season opener. They had 10 threes in that game, beat Perry LeCompton 59-45. But right now, they are currently on a 10-0 run. They lead it 14-5 with 90 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Dane Johnson has 12 of the Silver Lake 14. Cause having to navigate through a press here. They do so kindly. Pass from Graves inside to Baker. Tucker gets a great look. Right wing. Swish on a three. Big shot. Dayton Tucker and Perry LeCompton. That stops the 10-0 run. It's 14-8 Silver Lake. Right now on the dribble, Dane Johnson between the rings out high. Right at the final minutes of this opening quarter. 14-8 Silver Lake. Here's Krause. Right side it goes. It's Dane Johnson again, 12 already here in the first quarter. His career high, by the way, is 37. Bouncing it, Krause wide open backside. He can also dish it as well as he can score it. And for Kaysen Krause, that's his first bucket tonight. 16-8 is the Silver Lake lead at 40 seconds to go here in the quarter. Here's Krine with it, right side to Tucker on the wing. Now going left of that Baker screen. Cause can play for the final shot if they would like. Final 30 seconds here of this first quarter. Here's Krine, around a screen, and switched off of him. It's Drew Womack defending, back near midcourt. It's Easton Graves. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Now Graves, right side Habiger on the wing, down to 13 ticks. Back up top, it goes to Baker. One dribble left, it goes to Tucker on the wing. 8 seconds here for Perry LeCompton. Still, Tucker on the dribble, going to work. Floats it up with the right hand, off the window. What a shot. Dayton Tucker, final second. Dane Johnson from half court, it comes up short. And that takes us to the end of the first quarter here tonight. Battle in the Big East with a spot in the state tournament on the line. Dane Johnson, 12 of the 16 Silver Lake points. Eagles lead the cause 16-10 after the first 8 minutes. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Trip to the 3A state tournament on the line here. Game two of our double dip tonight on KNCA. Silver Lake 16, Perry LeCompton 10. Joined by Paige Mueller, of course, on the Hiawatha Channel. Megan Sturton in studio. Brandon Tamman with you as well. So Dane Johnson, the all-time leading scorer for Silver Lake. 12 of the 16 points in that opening quarter. And a 10-0 run sparking this early lead here for Silver Lake. They got the opening possession. Bergman through traffic. Can't get a tough shot to go. Out of bounds underneath on the baseline. They're going to say last touch by Baker. And Silver Lake keeping the opening possession 14 seconds into the quarter.
Looks like Graves got a little shaken up on that play there for Perry.
Cause jumped out to an early 5-4 lead. Silver Lake responded with a 10-0 run. Ultimately a 16-10 lead for the Eagles going into this second quarter. Up top it goes. Joel Miller wide open for three, missing off the right rim. Tipped out into the hands of Drew Womack. Second chance opportunity of Caden Baker ripping that pass away for a steal. Just a third turnover on Silver Lake here in this opening half. Matt Simmons calling out the play. Colby Krein with the dribble into the front court. Down the middle, angles right. Hands off to Graves, who works it back. Now Habiger, right side three, halfway down, not there. Cleared away by Bergman. Here comes Silver Lake with a six-point lead. Left side, Womack in the corner. On the wing it goes to Rooks. Picks up the dribble, right side to Joel Miller. Now Van Vactor played a little bit late in that first period. Getting some minutes early in the second quarter. To the high post, it's Womack. Turning, diving, kicking, corner, three, Joel Miller. No, it hits the rim twice, fell off the backside. And Bergman, an offensive rebound using strength and finishing the second chance. 4 points for Grady Bergman, 18-10. Silver Lake, the first two here in the second quarter. Here's Graves going right at the screen, and he got it knocked away in a turnover by Perry LeCompton. A two-on-two break here. Here's Van Vactor backing out to the right wing. Now Bergman diving in, looking for a right-side pass, and Baker got a hand on it to knock it out of bounds for Perry LeCompton. Silver Lake will keep Dane Johnson, Camden Kruger right back into the game for the Eagles, replacing Van Vactor and Womack. Then we'll also see for Perry LeCompton, Caleb Confer in for the first time. He'll take the spot of Caden Baker. About 90 seconds into the second quarter, 18-10 Silver Lake trying to add. Straightaway three off the right rim. Bergman, another offensive rebound, trying to fight for it once again, and he has it. And then he had it ripped away by Easton Graves, who came away with a turnover. Boy, a couple of decent opportunities down there for Bergman. Gaws down eight. They get it to Confer. Nice little ball fake shot. Up and good. Caleb Confer right off the bench. He scores two. 18-12. Silver Lake by six. About 2 minutes into the second quarter. Gaws going to need some points off the bench here tonight. Confer an early two off the bench here. Straight away up top. Hunter Rooks on the dribble waist high with the right hand calling out the play. Johnson a touch. Back to Kruger left side. Johnson sets him a screen. Kruger dives in, kicks it right. Joel Miller a three. It's buried. Good offensive set. Joel Miller from downtown is 34-3 of the season. 21-12. Silver Lake by nine. Here's Habiger. Little jab fake. Triple threat. One dribble in. Right side it goes to Tucker. He'll curl in. He'll flip it up. Shot good. And the foul. And one opportunity for Dayton Tucker. He's got seven and a chance for one more.
The senior and Tucker has done a really good job so far driving to the basket and making tough shots. Perry needs him to stay in this game.
21-14 and a chance for one here. 7 points in the first half for Dayton Tucker. The foul on Bergman, his first. And the first foul on either side here in the second quarter. And a sub about to come in here for Perry LeCompton after the free throw, but it's missed by Tucker. First free throw no good tonight for Perry LeCompton. They're down 21-14. Right back up the floor. Missing was Joel Miller from the right corner on a three. Confer going high for the rebound down low. One and done possession there for Silver Lake. 5-14 and counting first half. 7-point lead for the Eagles. Of course, Silver Lake, 20 wins last year and a third-place finish at state. And now they come away with a steal. Dane Johnson picks off that pass down low. He's still on the dribble into the front court. Gets in the lane. Had it knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay here with Silver Lake. Johnson had 12 points in the first quarter. He has yet to score here in the first 3 minutes of the second. Dayton Tucker comes out. Marcelino has checked in for him. Silver Lake to throw it in. And to Johnson on the block, triple teamed out to Miller, wide open corner three, high off the front rim, another offensive rebound for Bergman, and he is cleaning up things down low. He has got 6 points and unofficially seven rebounds, 23-14, and now Silver Lake coming away with a steal. Here's Dane Johnson, dumps it down, little ball fake by Bergman, hammered down by Marcelino, and a foul called. Silver Lake the momentum, and they'll get free throws. As Marcelino picks up the foul, his first, and the first foul on the cause here in the second quarter, is that's going to put Grady Bergman at the line, who has given some quality minutes down low here early. Bergman's free throw is nothing but net. He shoots it at 72%. He is now 35 of 48 at the line this season and has 7 here in the first half.
Silver Lake has done a great job of being very fast when they get the ball. The fast breaks, that's the release game right now.
Drew Womack just checked back in here for the Eagles. And the second free throw, pure. Grady Bergman having a great first half along with Dane Johnson. They have combined for 20 of the Silver Lake 25 and the lead at 11 for the Eagles at 25-14, about the halfway point here of this second quarter. Good defense far side for Hunter Rooks, knocking it off the hand of Colby Crine and out of bounds, but Perry LeCompton will keep and throw it in far side of the floor. Paige, I can't wait till we get to the point where it's shot clock across the board.
I know, me as well.
It just changes the game. And we talked to a lot of coaches who feel quite similar on that front, but battling through it. No shot clock here this postseason. Hasn't really affected both these teams in this sub-state tournament. There's a foul on the perimeter. Crine was on the dribble. I believe it's Bergman who picks it up, and that is his second.
Brandon, with the shot clock as well, all these two teams especially have played with it all year. I know Hiawatha played with it against before they played Heritage Christian. I'm not sure if Heritage played with it, but I'm going to bet it'd be a different game on all across the state if there's a shot clock.
Well, eventually we will get to that point. Perry LeCompton here trailing 25-14, approaching the halfway point of the second quarter. Marcelino a look. He'll pull up from the free throw line. Missed it off the right rim. Rebound Dane Johnson. Here's Johnson. 12 points in the first half. Is yet to score here in the second quarter. Chest pass right side to Kraus. Works it back top of the key. They reverse it left side. Rooks in the corner. Cross back in a 2-3 zone here. Trying to get a stop. They're down 25-14. Kraus, long skip pass. Kruger, left side three, high off the heel. Fighting for the rebound. Bodies collide at the elbow. And I believe they're going to get Easton Graves with this one. And that is the case, his first foul. That'll bring Dayton Tucker back into the game. He'll take the spot of Graves, who, beg your pardon, just picked up his second foul. Correction.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. So Silver Lake trying to add to an 11-point lead. 3:35 to go, first half. Perry LeCompton just 4 points so far here in this second quarter. Here's Kraus bouncing to the high post. Good left side pass to Kruger. Ball fake. Baseline drive. 10-foot floater is dropped in there. Camden Kruger nicely done for two. Kruger hits first two tonight. Makes it 27-14. Silver Lake at 3:12 to go in the half. Kind of a crucial three-minute stretch here for the cause. Here's Tucker. Picks it up left wing. Marcelino on a curl. Back up top to Crime. Silver Lake doing a good job switching screens on the perimeter. Here's Baker, a post touch. Back to Habiger. He's been quiet. He'll step in. Johnson nearly knocked it away, but Crine a three now. That is an air ball. Out of bounds it goes. And they're going to say last touch by nobody underneath. It'll be Silver Lake ball. I think Perry LeCompton was saying it was touched down low, but that is not the case. Cause out of sorts right now, trailing 27-14, south of 3 minutes to go until the halftime break. Dane Johnson, all-time leading scorer for Silver Lake, passing the great Lon Kruger in the first-round win against Maranatha Academy. Sensational season he has had and career. Johnson has it right now, wayside, dribbles on the right wing, being guarded man-to-man by Dayton Tucker. Puts a head down, gets in the lane, and a foul on the drive. It's going to be on the floor. Just the third team foul against Perry LeCompton. And Dayton Tucker just picked up his second. Mentioned the third team foul. 2:26 to go in the half. 27-14 is our score. Here's Kruger in the corner. Up top it goes, Drew Womack. And now another whistle and another foul going against Perry LeCompton. Make it four team fouls.
I can imagine if Coach Matt Simmons does not want to pick up his fifth and send the Silver Lake team to the free throw line on bonus points.
Now Baker now joining the likes of Tucker and Graves with two fouls each. 2:22 left in this second quarter. Kruger wide open. Nobody marking him for three. Couldn't make Perry pay. High off the rim. Rebound for Caden Baker. Just a lapse on defense there, but Silver Lake couldn't convert. 2:10 to go, first half. 27-14. Perry LeCompton trailing. Here's Habiger, right side on the wing. Matchup here, guarded by Dane Johnson. Clapping his hands in the face of Habiger. Here's Marcelino, left corner. Over the top pass, knocked away. A lot of traffic. Caden Baker chasing it down on the right wing. up top to Krein, under 2 minutes to go in the half. Here's Habiger, going to work, nice left side spin, but defended well. Johnson back out to Tucker for three, missed nothing, or missed everything but backboard really, and the rebound there for Camden Krueger. Just not good offensive possessions here for Perry Lee Compton in the second quarter. As we approach the final 90 seconds, Dane Johnson casual across the top line as Silver Lake leads it 27-14. Johnson picks up the dribble between the rings. Left side it goes on the wing. It's Krueger. Works it back middle of the floor. Thaws are still in that 2-3 zone defense. Tucker and Krein, the top two in it. Here's a middle touch. Now short corner. Diving in underneath. It goes from Johnson, turning. It's Van Vactor, and he throws it away. Turnover, Silver Lake. And then nobody called Wolf. Ball is still on the floor. Perry gives it right back. Their fifth turnover here in the quarter. Under a minute left, 56 seconds and counting. Silver Lake will walk it into the front court, left to right with Johnson. So if Silver Lake, again, no shot clock. If they want to wind it down, they certainly can do so. And why not? Perry's been held to just 4 points here in the second quarter. Johnson in the lane, wide open, a little high-low action. Krause for two, another assist for Dane Johnson. 29-14, Silver Lake, their largest lead at 30 seconds to go in the half. Cards are going to have to find some adjustments on offense during the halftime break for sure. Good defense here by Dane Johnson. They get the hand check foul as Habiger was working on the dribble. 20 seconds remaining as Johnson picks up his first. I think we get a substitution in the game. Henry Eisenbarth, first time. We'll see him off the bench, 6'4 junior for the Eagles. And Joel Miller checking back in as well. Perry Lee Compton down 15. The largest deficit here in tonight's game. Final possession potentially here in the half, 15 seconds. It's Krein on the dribble. They go left, Habiger in the corner, down to 10 seconds, wanting to go baseline, darts it to the right wing, that should be a foul, it is, shot, no, let's see if it's on the shot, I believe so, as Dayton Tucker was fouled on the floater from the right elbow. It was Van Vactor who reached in there. That is his first team foul, number four, and 5.6 seconds to go. I think they're trying to determine, it appears that Dayton Tucker will be shooting free throws here, and that is the case. Well, Perry Lee Compton, they've gone scoreless here over a good stretch of this second quarter, but Tucker ends that drought with a free throw here. And he's got eight to lead the cause in this first half.
So far in this quarter, Silver Lake is outscoring Perry by 13-5.
It has been a struggle on the offensive end for Perry in this second quarter, but they do get two freebies there for Dayton Tucker. And a late sub after the second make. 9 in the first half for Tucker, 29-16, the Silver Lake lead. Just 6 seconds to go here in the half. Let's see what they get. Rooks right at midcourt. Top of the key, 3 seconds. Back to Dane Johnson. He'll step in. Three at the buzzer. No, hit the rim twice. Fell off. And that takes us to the end of the first half in this one tonight. Heritage Christian has punched their ticket to the state tournament next week. Who's going to jump? Game two tonight at the halftime break. Silver Lake 29, Perry Lee Compton 16. Halftime show coming your way next. Again, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. We got Paige, we got Megan, Brandon with you. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more. 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Hello, my name is Connie, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for 2 months. I came to their office with the desire to get rid of upper and lower back pain and to get some health coaching. I am happy to report that not only is my back pain virtually gone due to the easy adjustments, exercises, and massage, but I am losing weight as a result of my holistic coaching sessions with Stephanie. For the first time in a long time, I feel in control of my health. Thank you to the team at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for the role you've played in my health journey.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime show here on KMZA, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, highlandcc.edu. Paige Mueller alongside Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Demmon here on KMZA. Class 3A boys sub-state championship game at the half. Silver Lake leading Perry LeCompton 29-16. Silver Lake in the first quarter, powered by a 10-0 run, and building it up with a 13-6 advantage on Perry in the second quarter. Right now, Paige, a Baker's Dozen advantage for the Eagles. Perry LeCompton, they have been held in check. A team that likes to shoot a lot of threes. They made two in the first half. Might need a few more to drop if they want to come back and win this game.
For Perry LeCompton, they're going to have momentum from both Tucker and Habiger. Habiger is their leading scorer at 17.2 points per game, and he has not scored yet tonight. Tucker's done a good job. He's already at 9, where he averages just under 8. So for Perry LeCompton, they're going to have to improve on shots and getting them to fall. For Silver Lake, man, just keep doing what you're doing.
It went through Dane Johnson in the first quarter, all-time leading scorer for Silver Lake. He had 12 in the first half. Again, all 12 of his points in that first quarter. Grady Bergman's gave some really good minutes as well. He has 8 points and 7 rebounds, and a lot of those rebounds on the offensive effort as well. So those two combined for 20. You got Kraus with 4, Miller with 3, and Camden Kruger with 2. Again, Perry LeCompton 9 from Dayton Tucker. That leads the cause. Colby Krein with 3, and then 2 apiece from Baker and Confer. Again, some of the team numbers here. Free throws, 2 for 5, Perry LeCompton in that first half. Silver Lake, perfect, 4 for 4. Eagles had 4 turnovers. Perry LeCompton turned it over 6 times. Cause hit 2 threes, just 1 triple from Silver Lake. But again, unofficially, the rebounding numbers, it was an issue for Hiawatha in the first game. Cause, it's an issue for them. Silver Lake out-rebounding Perry LeCompton in that first half, unofficially 15-5. As always, the stats here on KMZA, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yingston, Courtney Brockoff. We'll continue our halftime coverage right after this here on Cantaland Country.
Rainbow Communications has been serving Northeast Kansas for over 70 years, providing dependable phone, internet, and technology solutions to homes and businesses. Our expanding network offers internet speeds to fit your needs, perfect for remote work, streaming, or online learning, local support, affordable plans, and reliable service, all from a team that lives and works in your community. Call 800-892-0163 for more information. Rainbow Communications, your local connection, online at rainbowtel.com.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Man, I gotta say...
Back here on KNZA, our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Paige, alongside, had some words to say about Perry LeCompton and Silver Lake here at the half.
Well, I was going to say that Silver Lake, they are a very good basketball team. They're coming into this matchup 19-6, second in the Big East League after losing to Hiawatha head-to-head. Silver Lake is showing that they want to go back to the state tournament. Dane Johnson, the leading scorer all time, he's already with 12. The points from Bergman, points from Miller on that three. They have some factors, and I think for Perry, they're going to come back into this game. They're going to have to stop, obviously, Silver Lake on offense, and then off that stop, make a bucket.
Perry LeCompton, they're going to have to hit some outside shots. Again, just two threes after they made double-digit trays, or I should say they made nine threes in their win Tuesday night against Jeff West. Colby Krein had seven of those threes and 26 points. But again, just two threes for the cause here in this first half. They were outscored 13-6 in the second quarter. Silver Lake leading by a baker's dozen. It is the Eagles 29 and the cause 16. A spot in the Class 3A state tournament is on the line. A final three-minute timeout, second half, coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most. Time with your loved ones. We support your family too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
Hi, my name is Annie, and I came to see Dr. Lukert several years ago after many episodes of debilitating low back pain. I can tell you that my healthcare experience at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness was the most helpful of any practice I have been to. I appreciate the approach that Dr. Lukert and his staff have of fixing the body rather than just treating the symptoms. Dr. Lukert introduced me to healthy lifestyle habits that would in turn change my life and help me with my mind, body, and soul.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Tired of insurance jargon? Need fast, reliable coverage for your busy life? Riverstone Insurance Group makes it simple for auto, home, condo, and renter's insurance at riverstonegroup.com. Need something more? We also offer comprehensive life and business insurance tailored by local experts. We're local, we're trusted, and we're here to protect what matters most. Get a quote online or call Riverstone Insurance Group today. Riverstone Insurance Group. Smart coverage simplified.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Second half here tonight, about to get underway. Perry LeCompton trailing Silver Lake. Our score 29-16. Paige, Megan, Brandon, all with you here on Kansaland Country. And thanks again to Highland Community College, our halftime show sponsor. As always, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. Well, Heritage Christian punching a ticket to state next week earlier tonight. And Silver Lake, Perry LeCompton, one of the two trying to join them next week, but it's Silver Lake with the lead as we start the second half. Missed shot by Habiger pretty quickly, but an offensive rebound for Baker to keep it alive. Cause going left to right here in the second half. Habiger finally getting something going. He knocks down a right side three. Averaging 17 points per game coming in. Houston Habiger, his first bucket tonight. 29-19, the Eagles lead is down to 10. Just the third three in the game for Perry LeCompton. Dane Johnson fading away. Hits high off the heel up close. Bergman, another offensive rebound. Can't get that second chance to go. Finally cleared away by Dayton Tucker. Gaws off to a 3-0 start. Make it 5-0 here in the third quarter. Quick drive and finish for Tucker, who's got 11. 29-21, a 5-0 burst here. Or correction, Easton Graves, beg your pardon. On that Gaws bucket. But a good start here for Perry LeCompton. Here's Dane Johnson at the high post, right side. Now he turns, his back against the basket. Habiger nearly knocked it away. It's rolled out near midcourt, picked up there by Camden Kruger. No shot clock here in these games tonight. 6:40 to go, third quarter. 29-21, Perry LeCompton trailing. Here's a left side three by Kruger. Swish. So Camden Kruger answers with his 46th three this season. 90 seconds into the third quarter. 32-21 our score. Another one there for Habiger. Couldn't get it to go, but a long rebound for Baker in the right corner. Trying to save it. Throw it away. That was Dayton Tucker. Here's Dane Johnson into the front court. Cutting is Rooks. Up and under move. And another assist for Dane Johnson. And that basket for Rooks. And it's 34-21, back-to-back buckets just like that, lead back to 13. Just past two-plus minutes into this third quarter, Habiger again, he left a three short. Now pushing in transition here, Silver Lake, Dane Johnson all the way, curls it up and in, he wanted the and one, no call. And Coach Kruger going to call a timeout for Silver Lake, as answering right back, Dane Johnson with 14. 36-21, and a 6-0 burst right there for Silver Lake. Right after Perry LeCompton got it to within 9. That timeout of 30, we'll keep it right here.
I think for Perry, they had a real good thing going at the start of that fourth. They had the momentum. Silver Lake, they do what they do, and they stopped that in its tracks. Dane Johnson, that whole team, that whole movement was just perfection.
Well, Silver Lake tonight again, of course, last season I had the follow out in March. They finished third at the state tournament with wins against Lakin in the first round, and they lost by 4 to Goodland in the semifinals. That's how close they were to being in a state championship game. They defeated Galena in that third place bout out in Hutch. Dane Johnson, by the way, in those three games, 27 points, 8 rebounds, 28 points, 9 rebounds, and 16 points and 14 rebounds. He was sensational last year. Baker out of the timeout underneath, fighting through the trees up there for two. He wanted a foul, no call, but a big bucket for Perry LeCompton. 36-23, Silver Lake, about 3 minutes into the third. Cosgo a man-to-man. Here's Kruger on the block. Boy, he got hacked inside. And Baker saying something to the official about it going both ways. And free throws coming here for the 6'3 junior forward, Camden Kruger. So they get the foul there. Levon Tucker, that would be his third. And the free throw in there for Camden Kruger, who is 63% at the line this season. And a quick 4 points for him here in the third quarter, six total in the game. Confer checking in here for Perry LeCompton. He'll take the spot of Tucker, needing to sit down for a minute with three fouls. Second free throw out of there, no good, and Johnson the offensive rebound, and he is fouled going up. Silver Lake right back to the line. Well, for the cause and trying to come back, he can't give up offensive rebounds on missed free throws.
Especially with Dan Johnson.
And Confer picked it up, and Johnson right to the line. It was pure and has 15 to lead all scores. 3 for 3 at the line tonight. This will be his 228th free throw attempt of the season. That is absurd. And he knocks it through. 39-26 Silver Lake. About 3 minutes into this third quarter. Good look. Right side, Easton Graves on target, but high off the heel. Rebound, Hunter Rook. Silver Lake the momentum, leading by 16. And driving in from the left wing. And Dane Johnson reaching in. Houston Habiger. They will charge him with the foul. And Habiger picks up his first. And team foul number 3. So Silver Lake to throw it in. They have been in control. And now we get a foul against Perry again. They get Easton Graves with his third, and that just seems to be a little frustration for Perry LeCompton here. So now near side, it'll be Womack to throw it in. 39-23 is our score. Silver Lake by 16 here in the third quarter. Go down low to Dane Johnson on the block, guarded by Baker. They separate. He'll get in the lane, fade away, shot good, but they're going to call him for a travel, and Johnson turns it over. Just 5 turnovers here tonight. He disagreed with the call. Official not giving him the time of day. 4:44 clock moving third quarter. Cause got work to do. They're down 39-23. Silver Lake's defense on display here tonight. Here's Habiger. Right elbow to the wing. Graves a 3. That's an air ball. Crying able to save it, but he saved it to the wrong team, and a turnover here by Perry. Into the corner it goes with Hunter Rooks. And he lobs it back up top to Bergman, left side Kruger. Under 4:20 to go, third quarter. 39-23, the Silver Lake lead. Trying to make a return trip to the state tournament. On the block, turning, Womack fading away. Soft touch, but it hit off the heel, no good. Rebound, Houston Habiger. Getting a couple stops, but stymied on offense here tonight. Here's Habiger up top, going to work on Johnson. Here's Graves on a curl. Shovels it underhand to Caden Baker, wide open down low for 2. Beautiful pass there for Graves. 39-25, Silver Lake lead at 14 at 3:43 to go here in the third quarter. Left side, Womack gets a screen. They switch. Baker now defending. Picks it up at the right elbow. Nice backdoor. Bergman, too easy, lays it in. And Bergman now with 10 points, 41-25. Full timeout for Matt Simmons and Perry LeCompton. We'll follow suit. 3:25 to go, third quarter. Silver Lake looking good here tonight. 41-25, their lead over Perry. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here on KNZA, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. Looking for that snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. The perfect timeout snack. Again, alongside Paige Mueller, representing the Hiawatha Channel. Megan Sturton, our KNZA producer tonight. Brandon Tabman with you as well. Game 2 of our double dip at Sabetha High School. 3:25 to go, third quarter. Page, Silver Lake 41, Perry LeCompton 25.
Perry LeCompton's gone on spurts. They've had some really good assists by Grace and some good finishes by Habiger and or Tucker, but they're going to need to find more of that to come back in this game.
Let's see what Coach Matt Simmons and Perry LeCompton draws up out of the timeout. They get Habiger, a reverse layup, no good on the drive. Good feed. And foul called against Silver Lake. Free throws coming here for Houston Habiger. opportunity for some points. Out of the timeout. Van Vactor picks up the foul, his second foul. And just the first on Silver Lake here in the third quarter. First free throw for Habiger is no good. He's an 82% foul shooter this season. And the leading scorer for Perry LeCompton at 17.2 per coming in. And right now here, past the halfway point in the third quarter, he's got just three in this game. Make it four as Habiger goes one for two. 41-26 Silver Lake, 3:12 to go, third quarter. Diving in straight away, top shot, rims out, no, missed there by Womack, but an offensive rebound there for Bergman. He'll miss that one, tipped out of bounds off the second miss, and they're going to say Silver Lake basketball. Bergman, he has been really shining on the offensive glass here tonight. Saving possessions for Silver Lake throughout. Bergman just fell through. A wide open Van Vactor, a corner three, and it got stuck up on the rim and backboard. You don't see it, but two from time to time, which is a jump ball. And the possession arrow will keep it with Silver Lake. 3:01 to go in the quarter, 41-26. Don't forget, Jake and Boz, a scoreboard show will follow. Sub-state champions being crowned here tonight and tomorrow across the networks as well. There's a missed three from Joel Miller, but a long rebound right to him. This lengthy possession for Silver Lake continuing as they lead it by 15. Here's Van Vactor on the right wing. Bergman up top. Gets to the high post. Right side pass. Womack gets in the lane. Curling in. Left block. Now diving in. Shot fading away. No off the heel. Missed by Van Vactor. Cleared away by Perry LeCompton. Here's Graves diving in. Kicking right. Habiger a three. Front rim no. Rebound Silver Lake. 2:25 to go, third quarter. Here's Dane Johnson into the front court. Eagles by 15. Fans calling for a foul either way, but a little aggression on both sides. Dane Johnson said something to the official, and that official barked right back at him pretty quick. Here's Bergman on the drive. Shot no, and there's a foul.
Well, it wasn't when the fans wanted the foul, but a foul did get called against Perry.
And it's on Thomas Marcelino, his second. 2:07 to go in the third. 41-26 Silver Lake. At the line is Bergman for two. His 50th free throw attempt of the season with a near air ball. Just barely grazed the rim short, no good. Hunter Rooks checking in. Kaysen Krause as well. Camden Krueger, so a three-piece off the bench here for Silver Lake. But Bergman still on the floor. Shooting that free throw, got it to go. He goes one for two. Has 11 points. Could get a double-double tonight. Needs a couple more rebounds. 42-26 Silver Lake. 2 minutes to go here in the third. Here's a left corner three high off the front rim. And speaking of rebounds for Grady Bergman, there's one right there. Gets it up the floor. Womack had it knocked away. Good defense by Habiger in transition. But the Eagles down low keep it at 1:53 to go in the third, trailing is Perry LeCompton, 42-26. It's a cost team that had scored 60 or more points in their last four games. They are not on pace for that number here in this one. Here's Hunter Rooks, a corner three. He's wide open. He left it short. Another rebound for Bergman. Gets it up and in. Might be the MVP for Silver Lake in this one, 44-26. Doing it on the offensive glass. Here's a drive by Tucker looking for Marcelino. It went through his legs and a turnover by Perry. And now Perry trying to get it right back, and they throw it away. Does Marcelino as they exchange turnovers here, and Silver Lake has the possession. A minute 20 to go in the quarter. 18-point Eagle lead. It is Hunter Rooks on the dribble. 11 being guarded by 11 on the jersey number there. Here's Drew Womack. Gets into the lane. Left side pass, it's Krause, steps into a 15-footer, baseline J, no, there's Bergman again on the offensive glass, and he scores it again on the second chance. 15 points for Grady Bergman. It is a 20-point Silver Lake lead and a foul on the floor as Easton Graves is going to work on the left wing. Silver Lake foul against Rooks. That is his first. And just the second team foul against the Eagles here in the third quarter. We'll see Henry Eisenbarth into the game here for Silver Lake. Also checking back in is Joel Miller. As Bergman and Kruger getting breathers here for Silver Lake. Final 47 seconds of the third quarter. Cause in trouble. They're down 20. They launch it into the backcourt with Dayton Tucker near midcourt. Now to Krein, right side on the wing. Krein going to work. Diving in, right side to Habiger. He'll step left. He'll fire a wing three. This one off the right rim. But Thomas Marcelino able to get an offensive rebound and a foul on Silver Lake. Just the third team foul. Caden Baker about to check right back in here for the Cause. As Rooks picking up his second foul here fairly quickly. Marcelino out. Baker in for Perry. 38 seconds to go here in the quarter. No shot clock here in the postseason. 20-point Silver Lake lead. Habiger off the deflected pass, and he curls it up and in. Had to have it. Houston Habiger, he has got all six of his points here in the third quarter. 46-28, Silver Lake. Final 25 seconds of the third period. Silver Lake can run it out if they would like. They led it by 13 at the half. They have extended it out here in the third quarter. If they can close it out, it'd be the first time, I believe, since the 80s, Silver Lake boys back-to-back appearances at state, and that's going to help a left-wing three by Kaysen Krause. And that takes us to the end of the third quarter. And Silver Lake, 8 minutes from a return trip to the state tournament. Our score after three, Silver Lake 49, Prairie LeCompton 28. Final 8 minutes coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Page, the Silver Lake boys just 8 minutes away from a return trip to state. And right now they lead Prairie LeCompton 49-28 here on Kansaland Country. Got to go back to the early 80s. So you had a three straight trip to state for the Silver Lake boys, 80, 81, and 82. They took a 10-year break off, 92, 2013, 2017, and 2025 on the verge of a 10th state tournament appearance for Silver Lake. Under 8 minutes to go. Here's a three left side missing by Easton Graves. Halfway down and out. Here comes Dane Johnson. And Silver Lake team number 7 in the class, 19-6 coming into this one. They lead it by 21. And again, no shot clock. That is not helping Prairie LeCompton in a chance to create a big comeback here tonight in the fourth quarter. Here's Johnson going to work, leaning right, missing a tough shot, and cleared away by Habiger. Cause down 21. They got to go to work. 7-plus minutes to go. Here's Graves fading away, missing a shot, a lot of contact, and then a rebound for Kaysen Krause, and then a foul on Prairie LeCompton. I think it's Baker who picked it up, his third. And the first foul on Perry here in the fourth quarter.
Baker, their leading rebounder, just under 8 rebounds per game. He's done a good job tonight, just not quite there so far for the Cause.
Dane Johnson with the casual dribble between the rings out high. Goes to Kruger in the right corner. A minute gone by, fourth quarter, 49-28, all Silver Lake. Certainly slowing down the pace, any opportunity they can get. Here's Johnson, deep in the left corner, curling his Kruger, faking the backdoor pass. Back up top it goes, the reverse to Bergman, right side in the corner, goes baseline, left side to Rooks, up top to Kruger, Rooks to a high post. It's Bergman, Johnson in the paint, shot up and good. Heck of a possession there for Silver Lake, and Dane Johnson adds to it. He's got 18, 51-28 Silver Lake, right back up the floor, missing a scoop shot. Was Easton Graves, and here comes Silver Lake with a big lead. Johnson, sidestep, Euro off the heel, and fighting for the rebound, Krause underneath, and he's quickly tied up. And the possession arrow is going to keep it here with Silver Lake, as Perry's just simply running out of time. 6:15 to go, they are down 23. Silver Lake to throw it in right side of their own backboard. It's Hunter Rooks. Just soft into the corner with Camden Krueger. Not using the dribble. Now he finally does so. Gets it back between the rings with Hunter Rooks out top. 2 minutes gone by, fourth quarter. Silver Lake trying to make that return trip to state. That's going to help. Count it and one on the drive. Camden Krueger plus one. And he has got eight here tonight. 53-28 domination right now for the Eagles as Joel Miller's going to check back in. He'll take the spot of Krause.
That was also the fourth foul on Easton Graves of Perla Compton. That's not going to help their chances to come back in this game whatsoever.
And the free throw here, Krueger, no. Offensive rebound by Johnson, then he's blocked by Haviger. Gets it again, no. Third opportunity as Bergman came crashing in and off back-to-back misses by Johnson. It is just straight effort at this point, Silver Lake winning that category.
Caden Baker also picks up his fourth foul.
Fourth foul, starting to get in trouble. Boy, it's just lack of efforts when you can't get a rebound. Off a missed free throw, and Bergman right back to the line. He knocks in the first tier. He's got 16 and a double-double tonight. And it's being blown open here by the Eagles at 54-28. Make it 55-28. Second freebie good for Grady Bergman. 2 minutes plus gone by in this fourth quarter. Perry LeCountain season in trouble. Here's a quick fire three. It's nothing but net left corner. Dayton Tucker has 12. 55-31, Silver Lake, 5:38 to go in the game. Joel Miller might have got away with a walk, gets it up top, and gets it right back left wing. Here's Bergman going to work in the paint, right side pass to Rooks, right back to Bergman on the right block, cutting his Johnson, shot up and good. Bergman the assist, Johnson the benefit on the other end, he's got 20. 57-31, Silver Lake by 26 with over 5 minutes to go in the game. Now Bergman hustling in the corner and forcing a turnover. It is straight hustle at this point for Silver Lake. 3 minutes in, five to go. And he could be pushing a running clock potentially if Perry LeCompton isn't careful. There's Dane Johnson dumping down to Bergman. Those two sensational here tonight. Bergman pushed down a little bit to the high post with Joel Miller. Now Rooks on the right wing. 4:45 clock moving fourth quarter. All Silver Lake, 57-31. And again, the no-shot clock not helping Perry LeCompton, as Silver Lake certainly taking their time here on this possession. Here's Rooks up top, straight away, three, front rim, no. Fighting for the rebound, Perry coming down with it. It's Dayton Tucker. Gaunt into the front court from left to right, trailing 57-31. Here's Tucker, a three, high off the front rim, and a rebound for Dane Johnson. They'll huck him and chuck him if you're Perry LeCompton. You really got no choice. With now 4:12 and counting. Silver Lake 8-2 over their last 10 since the calendar switched over from January to February. Number 7 ranked team going to work here tonight. Here's a 3 right side. And a dagger maybe being applied by Joel Miller as he buries it from the right corner. It is a 29-point Silver Lake lead at 3:45 to go. Scooping up a tough shot. It's not there. Frustration looming large for Easton Graves. Bergman clears away another rebound. Here's Camden Krueger wide open for three. Couldn't get it to go, and a whistle and a foul. Going against Silver Lake on the rebound attempt. I think it's Bergman. That's the case. His third. Now Matt Simmons going to clean the bench, and the Dogs being called off for Perry LeCompton. They're down 29, Page, with 3.5 minutes to go.
It was a really good game in the first half. A lot of effort being applied by both teams. A really a big factor in tonight's game for Silver Lake was Grady Bergman. He has had a night this senior. You know, I don't think Silver Lake, they have Dane Johnson, yes, he has a quiet 20. But Bergman has done a lot of effort here tonight.
17 points for Bergman, unofficially 14 rebounds in tonight's game. And I think easily half of those have come on the offensive end. So Matt Simmons again, we got Tanner Wheats into the ball game. We got Ozzie Erdley into the game. Thomas Marcelino, Jacob O'Trimble. As the cause again, turning it over here with some bench players out there for the final 3+ minutes. Silver Lake gets at least 1 point. We'll hit a running clock the rest of the way. But Silver Lake going to be right back into the state tournament for a second consecutive season. It'll be their 10th state appearance all time. Here's a left corner three, Ben Renfro. And everybody off the bench getting involved for Silver Lake, 63-31. Running clock in effect the rest of the way. Barry LeCompton with it. It's Marcelino. He'll fire and swish a three. The backup's getting some fun here. First basket tonight for Marcelino. Makes it 63-34. Running clock at 2:35. So Silver Lake's going to go into state next week. As Coach Kruger, again, just the substitution timeout here. We'll get Eisenbarth into the game. Also, Lane Ray, I think, will get some time as well. Drew Romack, but timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 2.5 minutes to go. 63-34. We saw Heritage Christian hold off Hiawatha in game one tonight, Paige, and now Silver Lake. This was a 16-10 lead for the Eagles after the first quarter. They have just really put the pedal to the metal the rest of the way, and they have just slowly extended this thing out to the point where both teams are playing bench players here in the final few minutes.
I do like the sportsmanship, though. You get your seniors in. Last game for Perry LeCompton. I think Silver Lake is doing a great job as well. They knew that Perry was not going to just lay down easy. So they made sure Dane Johnson got involved, as always. Hunter Rooks got involved. Bergman got involved. This is a great team effort by Silver Lake.
Henry Eisenbarth into the game. Mason Van Vactor post-touch here for Miles Fisher, who had it knocked away and out of bounds. Yeah, we hit 30 at some point just a moment ago. So the running clock in effect here. 2:12 and counting. 63-34, Silver Lake. We'll recap both games tonight on the Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. We'll get all the action covered. Get you set for another busy day tomorrow across the networks. Fisher losing in the paint. A turnover by Silver Lake. That is just the seventh turnover for Silver Lake here tonight. Very good in that regard. Here's Ozzie Erdley. Nearly traveled on the left wing, but gets it off to Marcelino, who fires, missing on a deep three, and a rebound for Silver Lake with Eisenbarth. Running clock at 1:39. It's all Silver Lake. They will be back in the state tournaments, representing the Big East once again. Fisher on a drive, using the body to draw it up against Marcelino, and a foul call. Miles Fisher for Silver Lake. Going to go to the line to shoot two here. Running clock at 1:20. Marcelino picks up his third, team foul number four. Miles Fisher shooting just his second and third free throw attempts of the season. He was 1-for-1, but missed that one.
Darn close, though.
Silver Lake students certainly wanting him to make that one. Ryland Freeman has checked into the game here for Perry LeCompton. Running clock under a minute. About to wrap things up here. Fisher's second free throw on the way. And he got that one to go. 64-34, Silver Lake. Final 40 seconds here tonight. Here's Tanner Wheat into the front court. Left side it goes. Ethan Gomez. He'll drive baseline. Back up on the perimeter with Erdley. 30 seconds to go. Trimble down low. Pass taken away. Another turnover by Perry. Final 24 seconds and counting here on Kansas Land Country. Left side, Renfro in the corner. Right side it goes to Lane Ray. Post touch inside, Renfro gets it up and in for two. How about the senior, Ben Renfro? Five here in the last couple minutes. 66-34, Silver Lake. Final 7 seconds of this game. The Perry LeCompton season will come to an end. And the Silver Lake boys are back to the Class 3A State Championship Tournament for a second consecutive season in the Big East. Final score, Silver Lake 66. Perry LeCompton, 34. A drubbing tonight for the Eagles. We'll talk about it in our postgame coming up next. Brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the B Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Hi, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, very few things give me more joy than seeing patients restoring their health. When patients are eating healthy, exercising regularly, sleeping restfully, losing weight responsibly, and thinking positively, it is extremely rewarding. These are all things we can control and are all things we emphasize with our patients. If you are willing to make some lifestyle changes, you can restore your health too. This is what we specialize in, so call 284-0088 to let us help you today.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most. Time with your loved ones. We support your family too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At The Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, night one of sub-state championships here in Northeast Kansas, concluding at Sabetha High School. Of course, we got more games coming your way tomorrow across the networks. Jake and Boz will dial you up, get you all set for that here in just a little bit. We got Paige, Jake and Boz again on standby. Appreciate Megan Sturt and Brandon Tamman with you. Heritage Christian defeating Hiawatha earlier tonight, 63-55, and then the nightcap, all Silver Lake. Goodness, Paige. Put it to Perry LeCompton, 66-34, running clock in the fourth quarter. Eagles back to the state tournament where they finished third just a year ago.
Grady Bergman and the Silver Lake Eagles had a fantastic night. While, of course, Dane Johnson, you know, had a quiet 20 tonight, but to me, the whole Silver Lake team really put this on their back. Perry had a lot of moments where they thought, man, they can go on a run. They had some quick threes, quick assists. But once it got to that fourth quarter, there was not much the cause could do because Silver Lake, they're just too darn good.
Silver Lake led 16-10 after one, 29-16 at the half. They got it to 49-28 going into the fourth quarter, and then a 17-6 final 8 minutes. In total, it was a 37-18 second half advantage for Silver Lake. Let's dive into some of the final numbers here. You talk about Grady Bergman. Wasn't the leading scorer. We'll get to him in a moment, but no shock. Dane Johnson, all-time leading scorer. Silver Lake basketball history, 20 for him tonight. It is the 23rd time this season he has scored at least 20 or more points in a contest. He also added 8 rebounds. He was 4 for 4 at the line. And then it was Grady Bergman doing the Lord's work down low. 17 points, 14 rebounds. A lot of those on the offensive end, leading to second and even third chance opportunities. Grady was 5 of 6 at the free throw line as well, but a big double-double for Grady Bergman. 17 points and 14 rebounds. Outside of that, Camden Kruger with 8 points, 7 from Kaysen Kraus, 6 from Joel Miller, 5 from Ben Renfro, 2 as well from Hunter Rooks, and 1 off the bench late for Miles Fisher. Perry LeCountain again, what a season Coach Simmons and crew had, but it's going to end here in a sub-state title game with a record of 18-8, as again, they came into tonight with 2 big wins in the first 2 rounds, but Silver Lake, too much of an animal here tonight, and the Eagles soaring to a big-time win. Dayton Tucker led the cause tonight with 12 points, one of the few seniors on this roster. Outside of that, Houston Haviger with 6, also 6 for Caden Baker. 3 apiece from Colby Krein and Thomas Marcelino, and then 2 points apiece from Easton Graves and Caleb Confer. And much like the first game, rebounding was the story. Obviously, Heritage Christian had a big advantage over Hiawatha. Tonight in this game, unofficially, Silver Lake out-rebounding Perry LeCompton. And again, I'd say unofficial, 35-14. And again, unofficially, Paige, 14 rebounds for Bergman, as many as Perry LeCompton had all as a team tonight.
It's a big problem for the cause. And it processed Silver Lake. The cause were there. They weren't just running away from the ball. Silver Lake was really on the boards. They had a great night. Like you said, Bergman, he had 14 rebounds. I mean, Silver Lake, have yourself a night.
Silver Lake cruising 66-34. Our stats, as always, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Is a member firm, Holton Tax Services, Holton, Mike Tankin, Kay Almer, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yingst, and Courtney Brockoff. Well, now time for our player of the game. And Dane Johnson led the way with 20 points, but, you know, Paige, I just got a feeling so many missed shots and Grady Bergman being underneath, second chance and even third chance opportunities, leading to crucial baskets. A heavy double-double for Bergman. I like him tonight for our POG.
Yeah, you read my mind. A lot of his rebounds were on the offensive front, and that's what typically got a lot of second chance, third chance points, just like you said, a lot of that at the hands of Bergman. So I think that's a good choice.
17 points and 14 rebounds. Honorable mention as well for Dane Johnson. I'm sure he's had it a few times across the Silver Lake channel as well, the all-time leading scorer for Silver Lake, as he scored 20 points for the 23rd time this season, as Silver Lake cruises to a big-time win. And thanks again to our sponsor for our player of the game, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company over in Hiawatha, as Grady Bergman earning that nod tonight. First time since the early 80s, the Silver Lake boys basketball team has made consecutive trips to the state tournament. Last season, top three finish, finishing third. Got to go back to 80, 81, and 82 when they went 3 consecutive years to the state tournament. But the Silver Lake boys out to state for the 10th time in school history, and the first time, like I mentioned, since the early 80s that they get there in back-to-back seasons. Well, Jake and Boz, they got a lot to talk about here as we are pushing towards the start of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We'll provide a recap from the 2 games here tonight, but 2 spots in the state tournament on the boys' side in Class 3A have been decided. Again, earlier tonight, Heritage Christian defeating Hiawatha 63-55. All Silver Lake in the nightcap as they're back at state for another year. They take care of Perry LeCompton, the final score, 66 34. For Megan, for Jake and Boz, who are standing by here on Kansasland Country, for Paige, I'm Brandon. We'll talk to you tomorrow. For more sub-state championship action across the MSC Sports Radio Network.